evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are Tigger, Tiger, and Tom. Welcome. And we have a very special guest today. Special guest, what's your name?
Wynn. Nice to meet you all.
Wynn is our Tom, and our Tiger is Ryan. Ryan the Tiger?
Meow.
Oh, God. I think I just went sterile.
I think I need a change of pants, actually. I'll be back.
Yeah. My alliterations are becoming more and more difficult. I got to really think of those before I start, because I had something else better, and then I just blanked on it and was like, tease! Tigger, Thomas, and Tom? Sure, that works. Already off to a great start. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm hungry, and Ryan was being slow and forcing me to wait here. So I'm not going to be on my game, so I'm just going to let our special guests take care of everything. So go ahead. Do the episode.
Yeah, do the episode. We'll listen.
All right. So how do you guys feel about...
Penis?
Yes.
I'm glad you asked. It's wonderful to have one. Swing it around. Oppress peoples. Ah.
Whoa. Wait, what?
Isn't that what you guys do?
You swing it around oppressed people?
I swing it around to oppress people.
I don't know if that's any better, bud.
Well, I mean, why else do I have it?
I mean, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, having a penis is much like being white. Just the greatest. And silence. Perfect. Thank you very much. I will see myself out.
All right, bye.
Yes.
Great episode, guys.
Great episode. We're off to a great start. Very good. Actually, Ryan, you thought of something for this episode. What are we doing this episode? I don't even know.
Oh, nothing right now. It changed when we had this wonderful guest fall into our laps. Head first.
Yeah, usually that's a two drink minimum, but it's fine.
Fucking damn it. Everyone's seeing how we're falling apart here.
Falling apart or falling together?
All right. We'll see at the 15 minute mark if we're just rambling about nonsense. We'll know. So let's go.
So then it'll be a good normal episode, right?
Yeah, basically. We're par for the course. Right into the dumpster. Okay.
Bringing you that random stupidity.
Yes, bringing you the real unintelligent thoughts. okay, cool. Then we're doing the... Our last episode got fucked because Ryan is always fucked and messed up his recording shit, right?
Right.
Did you save anything from that?
I mean, some stuff.
Perfect.
It's going to go into the lost tapes that'll be found later.
Good. Then I'm just going to do that shit. And then since we have Wynn here, who is actually intelligent, maybe I'll have some sort of conversation.
Sure.
All right. So last episode that we've lost now, we were talking.
So it wasn't really the last episode. It's now the non-existent episode. The last episode was the Dickisode, scene 27.
We'll work on the lore later, okay? We'll clear that up later. For now, I'm saying it's the last episode because it's the last episode in my heart, and that's all that matters to me. Anyways, back on track, we were talking about a what-if situation, where we'll come up with a random crazy situation and then discuss what exactly the global social economic impact of said situation. All right?
Sure.
Okay. Glad. You sound excited about this. Got it. Right. So, I was thinking, right, what happens if God comes down, or a creator, or whoever the hell made all of the universe and everything, came down to Earth and looked at everybody and was like, oh, okay, sorry guys, I fucked up. Things are shitty. That's my bad. But I want to help you guys out a little bit, fix things up, but there, you know, it's a little bit of a give and take here. So here's the deal. I will increase your dick size for as much as you give your height. So if you're 6'5" and you want to become 6'3" and have a 2-inch longer penis, we'll do it. And also, if you just happen to have a monster 12-inch penis and want to be 4 inches taller and have an 8-inch penis, that's also okay. We'll work it out. For the ladies, we'll do it with cup size. You know, you want to be taller with smaller boobs or smaller with bigger boobs.
What about the butts and the balls?
The most important part.
I don't think women have those. The balls. The butts they have. The balls I'm not too sure about.
I mean, this is 2022. I'm pretty sure some women do have this.
Oh yeah, I apologize. Oh no, I'm gonna be canceled. But yeah, sure. We'll say the balls The more, I don't know, sure, the height still to make bigger, juicier balls, bigger, rounder butts, right?
Bigger, juicier balls.
Yeah. So the question itself is not like what you would do per se. You have your own thing in your mind. Everyone has their own, like, oh, well, I'd do this, I'd do that. But I want to talk about what happens the next day. Because everyone in the world got that offer, right? So what happens on the next day when you're walking around the street, when you're going to work, when you're on the bus, and you're like eyeballing everybody, and you're like, wow, did everyone in the world become preschooler sized? What's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of people not being able to drive their cars because they can't reach the pedals.
Right.
That's for sure.
Because I'm...
Or they can now reach the pedals, just a different way.
Oh, God.
Thump.
Oh, no. So that's the thing. How many people do you think would actually have something done? Or how many people do you think would just stay the same?
0% of people would be the same.
You think zero? Damn.
Yes.
Wow. Well, he does live in California. So, you know, they're always trying to change something over there. I feel like majority of the population would have a small change. But then maybe 15 to 20% of people would just become cock goblins, right?
Just no, but see, little, you have like, that. People have that fear of being the smallest one. So no one's going to want to, you know, have the smallest penis size in the room.
It's the one-up game?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, God.
Women are going to be looking, instead of looking for the tallest guy, now they're going to be looking for the shortest.
Right. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. I just had this image, since you were talking about ants earlier crawling around. Could you imagine just an ant with an enormous wang just crawling through your house?
Oh. Leaving a nice, wet, slimy trail.
Oh, why does it got to be wet, man? Why has it got to be wet?
You know why. Because the places it's been.
The places it's been. Oh, man. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. That's my PSA. So you think there would be like this competition that everybody, it would be like a game theory where everybody's got to try to one-up each other?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, you look at all, I guess, not to get too crazy, but like all the rich people, how much money is enough money for them? And clearly what they have isn't enough, like, for billionaires. Mm-hmm. So using that logic, people having, you know, 8-inch wang wouldn't be enough. They would have to go for like 20 because the person sitting next to them has like a 22-inch.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I think women won't understand that because they're like, but at 20 inches, it's not even usable. And that's not the point of it. It is not the point.
Can I just say I feel sorry for all the women in this scenario and for all the bisexual, gay, anybody who has to deal with that thing moving forward.
I don't know. I mean, you got people like, what was it? What the hell was that terrible internet video? Mr.
Hands?
Mr. Hands, yes! Don't look that up, by the way. I'm not even sure if that's legal to look up. I mean, he went for it, but he didn't die, so I guess you have a point.
But you could say he died doing what he loved, so.
Yes, he died doing what he loved. Wasn't that like his last recorded, I'm not sure his last words, but his last recorded words were like, did he finish?
Oh, no.
God. But that's...
You'll find out when you spit.
Oh, man.
That was somebody's life.
Yeah.
That was, man, I don't know. That, for you guys, for your death, do you want to go out and without anybody ever knowing who you were, just sort of like a little flame, poof, and gone? Or do you want to go out in infamy like that? Well, maybe not like that, but, you know, in infamy.
I don't know. I can't speak on the death matter because, you know, in the immortal words of Fry, thanks to my denial, I'm immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
as long as you
just throw me in the trash, I'm fine.
I mean, now or when you're dead.
Well, why not?
Yeah. We'll figure that out on the way there. Let's go. Oh, man. But yeah, you got to answer the question. Do you want to go out quietly or in infamy?
Infamy.
Infamy?
Mm, good infamy.
Win?
Oh, how would you want to go out, Ryan?
Oh, I'm not. I can't give like a scenario, but an infamy, like not like that infamy. I don't want to be remembered as the guy who, you know, went out doing what he loved, literally. But you know, being loved by what he loved. But yeah, no, I don't. I want people to know I existed and not be able to forget.
Huh.
When
that speaks of your deep insecurities.
Duh.
Okay, when?
See, I'm fine with just, you know, going out like a little puff of flame. Like I said, just toss me in the trash when I'm done.
When you're done?
Yeah, when I'm done with my life.
are you okay over there? things all right, man?
Well, he did say we'll see in a minute. Just.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I feel infamy. It would be pretty cool to go out some way that like bizarre, but hopefully quickly. I don't want anything slow.
Oh. You want it hard and fast.
I don't know. You know. Yeah, hard and fast. I'm saying, you know, like if an alien, like a fucking alien spaceship crash landed and hit you.
That would suck.
Why?
Because if it crash landed and hit you, theoretically, you wouldn't even know what happened. You'd just be sitting there and all of a sudden, splat.
Yeah, that is how I want death to come. Where I don't see it coming and it just fucking, I'm just out.
Pretty sure that's what a lot of women experience. He just suddenly came, although didn't see it coming.
And then I was out.
Then I was out.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the roofies take a bit. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right, so that was my what the hell do you think would happen to the world situation. Ryan, you're up. What the hell would happen to the world in your weird random situation? Go.
Am I wish?
Not a wish, but just sort of like, if this happened, what do you, we'll think about what the hell the world would be like.
Okay. So, I want to know what would happen if everybody had to swap genders for a week. And here's the caveat to that. I don't mean swap genders with like your significant other. I want everybody to just randomly be swapped with somebody else.
What? But there's only two.
No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, everybody. I mean, if you're talking about...
No, no.
Penis and vagina.
No, no, no.
Right. We're talking about swapping penis and vagina.
No, no. Yes, I mean that. But I mean, like, I don't want husband and wife to swap. I want it to be like this wife wakes up with someone else.
Swapping bodies.
Yeah. But like, yeah. Oh, but genders.
I thought you just meant swapping gender.
Yeah. Okay. So not just swapping bodies. So like, I don't want man to swap to man or person to swap to person or whatever. I want them to be a new gender now.
Well, I know exactly what would happen. Identity theft. That shit would skyrocket.
That's a serious crime.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm not sure.
Is it still a crime? You became that person.
I mean, right? Because, like, if I woke up as, who was Jeff, the Amazon guy? What, Jeff Boy is?
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. The Bezos. If I woke up as his ex-wife, are you kidding me? You gotta be fucking just, yeah, you know, fucking in the backyard burying gold bullion.
Why the fuck are you burying it?
Well, because when I change back, I don't want them to track that shit down.
Mm, fair point. I wouldn't bury it in her backyard then.
Well,
that's what he said.
Are we also switching? Are we also switching places?
Well, yeah. You'd wake up where they are now. You wouldn't stay in your home.
You would wake up where you were, but you would be there.
No. You're waking up wherever the other person is.
Fucking, you're fucking,
yeah,
fucking up,
yeah,
shit. Okay, so that means that everybody in the world is just in a random place. So why the fuck would it matter if you're husband and wife? You'd be in different places. Why'd you add that caveat?
Because there has to be the caveat that you can't be around somebody that knows you.
But you wouldn't be around somebody that knows you if everyone in the world is mixing up. The chances of you, like, randomly being next to your loved one would be, like, one in how many... 7 billion, trillion, million, or whatever the fuck.
But there's a chance. I'm saying I want zero chance for it.
Like you in high school with the ladies. Yeah, okay, sorry.
I say, what happens with the language, though? Like, you wake up in a different country with a language you don't speak. You're pretty much fucked.
Yep. You don't speak a lick of the language.
Huh. I think that the whole gender thing would be lost then. It would mostly be survival at that point. Because, yeah, then you have nobody who, like, is supposed to be where they're supposed to. doing all the vital jobs, running fucking factory, or not like the nuclear fucking facilities and energy and all that type of shit, right? Yeah. And then you also got people who would like fucking blink in and they'd be flying a plane without knowing how to fly a plane.
Yep.
So those guys are fucked.
Oh, man.
I like how Wynn's response was just to laugh.
Yeah, I don't know about the people up in the International Space Station, but that'd be weird.
Mm.
And yeah, how does the age work?
You are that age.
Well, okay, so you could swap with a baby?
Yep.
Ugh, rough.
But you can't, you have, your body hasn't developed, if it hasn't developed the ability to speak yet, you can sit there with your thoughts, but you're like, hmm.
Huh, for a week, just shitting yourself. Could be worse.
Doesn't sound too bad. Someone takes care of you, feeds you.
As right. long as someone doesn't...
Oh, man.
Are we going there?
Could you imagine the poor woman to wind up in Ryan's sorry ass body.
I know. Yeah.
Just the worst.
Mm, bet you should be wishing for that first what if scenario.
I could see the note already now, quoting Wynn, just throw me in the trash when I'm done.
When you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. Well, the gender thing would be interesting to think about, but if you're just swapping all over the world, I feel like the swapping would be the most terrifying thing.
Yeah, because would the world even last past like 2 days?
Yeah, shit would be super fucked up real quick.
That's what I'm saying. But imagine, so not only did you just swap to every fucking like random scenario, right? You are now whatever gender you were. Let's say like you're a dude. Now you are forced to swap with some chick and you don't know like the chick's bodies. Like you could be swapping in the middle of some chick getting banged. Like you could be swapped right into the middle of a gangbang. Now you gotta deal with that.
But then you would be a man surrounded by women.
Theoretically.
So you just
but they
start that party back up again.
But they would have the male body parts.
But they would be women.
Yeah. I mean how's that any different than what transgender and all that's doing now?
It's because because magic.
Because magic.
Yeah. It's not gay if it's magic. Just saying. Yeah.
But what if it wasn't magic? What if it was like a virus?
Ooh. It's kind of a fucked up zombie situation.
How would a virus do that?
Let's just say a magical virus that's not magic.
a non-magical magical virus. Yeah.
It's a virus in the computer simulation. There you go. That we are living in.
Oh. Yes.
Is that better?
The computer virus of the world.
I hope you get a virus. You and your computer.
Oh, that reminds me. A quick change of subject.
Please do.
When the hell... Well, like, the Cartoon Network Adult Swim Smiley Friends?
The fuck? I don't know what you're talking about.
Has anybody seen that? You two seen those?
No, I haven't seen it either.
It's actually... It feels very Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like, it just... because I watch garbage on YouTube all the time. It just popped up a lot on my fucking YouTube feed, and I was watching it, and I was like, at first I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And then I was like, I want more.
That's what she said.
Smiley friend. I guess you guys are too old and wrinkly to know what all the cool hip kids are
doing. Stop talking about my balls.
Yeah. They splash into the toilet when you sit down. Right? Right.
It was a Family Guy when the Carter Peterschmidt came up. He was like, where do you keep the little nets to stop the man's balls from dunking into the toilet when he's going to the bathroom?
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's one day. One day.
Hmm.
Oh, would you get your balls replaced with robotic balls?
Do they get to clang? Can I use them like the...
Yeah, they're metal.
That's sweet.
And I'm talking about the skin and everything.
I mean, I don't know how the women are going to enjoy that, but yeah, sure, why not?
When the hell has a woman ever gotten any enjoyment out of balls?
Okay, so let's get into the mechanics of this real quick.
Uh-huh.
Doggy style, sir. Balls are just kind of dangling down there, slap it into stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll agree that it's slapping into stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to not agree that women like that. Is what I'm going there.
But my point is, if they didn't like it before, it's going to be even less enjoyable being metal balls.
Who knows?
Or maybe metal, maybe more.
I don't know. Well, let me ask you: if you had to have hairy, wrinkly, meaty sacks hit you in the face, or cold metal? Which one would you go for? I'm going cold metal every time, man.
No, give me the meaty sacks.
I don't care. I don't care if it hurts more or not. I'm doing the metal. Well,
when you describe it that way.
Well, is that not what they are?
I mean, technically.
By the way, we're probably past the 15-minute mark, and we are absolutely rambling.
Oh, 100%.
So right on par for the course. Okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I forget where the hell we were. Oh, when you're up. Your if situation.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of one.
That's why we gave you time, bro.
I was too busy thinking about the metal ball sack, actually.
Yeah. It haunts my dreams.
The metal ball sack with the trading your height for inches. So the 22-inch wing.
All
with
of that
tiny
sounds
metal.
Like great, great band names.
It does.
Trading your height for inches. Welcome, metal ball sack.
That does. It really, really does.
Yeah. All right. All right. We bought you time. You had exactly 30 seconds. Go.
Fuck.
It's okay.
And time.
Yeah, and there we go.
All right.
And that was my scenario.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Maybe, let's see. I'll come up with something. All right. What if the entire world, your butthole and your genitalia switched?
I'll do you one better. What if your butthole and your nose switched?
I'd kill myself. I would kill everybody around me and then myself.
Suicide rates jump up to
100%. Yeah, that would be what happens.
Okay. All right, back to your scenario.
Yeah, I'm glad I could clear that up for you. So yeah, now we're just going butthole, genitalia, swapped for everybody in the world.
What do we think happens?
Yeah, how does this change the world?
The majority of Americans can wipe their butthole clean now.
Oh, that is true.
The genitalia continues to be neglected.
Yes, that's going to be, I don't know, I'm going to sound very ignorant of the plight of women here, but how the hell would that work? Right, they got to wipe front to back? Now it's...
Back to front?
Now it's back to front?
I mean...
What do you mean? Go ahead.
I was going to say, in terms of, like, you know, sex, I don't think it will impact too many men if the women's genitalia moves around.
Yeah, if the women's genitalia move around. Well, the question is now, which way is the clit facing?
I would assume facing the back, right?
If they're switching...
Like, instead of being, I guess...
So, like, rotate?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, yeah, we'll go for that.
So, is it the top of the crack, or...?
Yeah, it's at the top of the crack.
That's...
Why do I, just sitting here, I can hear both of you thinking.
Sadly, I'm imagining this scenario.
Right?
Would it just be like two people backing up into each other?
Yeah, that would be what it... Twerking. If you could twerk, all men would have to learn how to twerk.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, how would chairs work?
Probably the same way, because, you know, I don't think people would give a fuck too much.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I feel like it would be
just
painful.
Just sit right on your balls.
Right? Just pop, pop. Oh, my actual balls hurt when you said that.
But what if you had those metal balls down? From earlier? You'd be fine.
Hey,
there you go.
Yeah, then you'd be okay. Your poor shalami would be all smashed, but yeah, I think it can handle it.
It's like I'm sitting on a snake.
And then, oh man, girls could now have, no, wait, how would, no, no, dudes could have shit urinals. We could just have urinals for both peeing and fucking shitting.
Oh, God.
We would be so efficient.
Only if it was diarrhea.
What are you talking about? If it's coming out the front,
I mean,
you could just sit there and wah.
I mean, if it's coming out the front, women would be able to do it too, though.
Well, yeah, but they would also, the back end, the aiming from the back would be a little bit difficult for pee, right?
I think we'd have to have like a whole new system. Like, it'd have to be like a double urinal. There'd be like one, like you'd have to like slide in between them and then, you know, drop your pants completely.
Oh, God. Sliding in between them. That imagery right there. Oh. Sliding in between a public urinal. Especially in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Not a good time for anybody.
Yeah.
See, but thinking, like, with our toilets that we have now, like, how would you go pee if you had a raging erection?
Right? So, that would mean that the penis is further up on the back and the balls are still hanging down for guys. Right? We wouldn't have a situation where the balls are above the penis.
Ooh. Or would we?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Yes. That would be terrible.
They'd be flopping around all the time in the wrong way.
Right? And imagine, like, if it was a real hot day and everything, and your balls, like, went over your penis, right? And then you got an erection, and your own erection was, like, pulling your ball skin. Like, stabbing through your own balls.
Imagine how imagine like the mechanics of sex if the balls were on top. So they're like, they're just like, yeah, like this raging erection. You're trying to like put it in, and the balls just keep flopping over, getting all in the way, getting smashed in between. You have to like reach your hand over and like hold them up.
Especially if the girls were then on the back.
Oh, right?
On the back, because then it's then you got the ass cheeks coming down right on the balls.
That's an interesting perspective, though. Having the beauty of the ass cheeks and the vagina right there, that's a pretty cool image.
You do you.
Yeah, I would have to respectfully disagree.
Peaches?
All right, just go put me in the trash with Wynn when we're done.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if you just split the butt cheeks open and then just it keeps splitting, feels like a little bit like, I don't know, kind of alien-ish, right?
So women wouldn't have a problem sitting down normally.
Yeah.
Oh, but can you imagine a swamp ass with a vagina? Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're about 30 minutes into this. Let's go ahead and call it.
let's drop that now. So, Wynn, you're up.
Oh, man. All right, so what if your penis, instead of being where it's at, it's coming out of the side of your arm, forearm?
Which one?
Either arm, your preference.
Can we do dual penises?
Ooh, yes, I'll allow it.
Allow it? Oh, dude, hell yeah. That would be something I'm all for. So, like, how exactly is it coming out of the forearm? Are we talking, like, Wolverine style?
Yeah.
Or is it coming out like at a 90 degree angle?
Ooh.
Just always out?
Yeah, let's do always out.
always out at a 90 degree angle coming out of your forearm?
Yes. So,
it's going to make professional wrestling real interesting real fast.
Right? That would make a lot of... Oh, God. Woodworking class would be fucking terrifying.
There'd be a lot more safety protocols in place for sure.
Right? Oh, man. Does that mean that then your junk down there would just be smooth?
Yeah.
No. Instead, you get like that little wrinkled elbow chunk down there.
Oh, the weenus? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, wrestling would be very weird. The people's elbow would take on a completely new dimension. Oh, God, he's down. Oh, no, he's giving him the people's elbow.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Especially if you had two of them on each arm. Oof.
Yeah, two on each arm. Would they be, like, the same size, or would you, like, would it be a random genetic lottery? Like, you have a dominant left hand or a dominant right hand. You'd have, like, a dominant left penis. Or a dominant right penis.
Say, what if they were asymmetrical? That would be interesting.
Right. Yeah. So you'd have like, oh, not the left arm, baby. That's my little penis arm. Grab the right one.
Oh. And where are the...
could dock with yourself.
Where would the balls be in this scenario?
That's a good question. Yeah, yeah.
Coming out of your wrist.
Well, Wynn, come on. You're the one that's coming up with the scenario. You got to throw us out the information.
Let's go with your bicep.
Your bicep?
Yeah, that's where your balls would be, on your bicep.
On top of the bicep. Yes. Like, hanging off of them.
Hold on, guys. Why in every podcast do we always end up talking about penises?
Well, you talk about the things that you love, Ryan, okay?
Okay.
It's just how it goes.
This is what we're passionate about on this show.
Right? It is. And, I mean, everybody likes talking about penises.
Oh, God. Can you imagine, like, genital herpes on your arm?
Ooh. God, having an STD on your arm, dick.
Or getting, like, a mosquito bite.
Ooh.
Right.
Can you imagine the people who like to sleep on their forearms?
Ooh. Well, I know one thing that wouldn't change, right? Elbows on the table being rude at dinner time. that wouldn't change. I think that would be a more concrete rule.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Imagine trying to hide that. Like, you get really turned on at the dinner table.
Oh. Or, yeah, boxing. Boxing would have to think of...
Oh, martial arts would have to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fencing.
I feel like it'd be incorporated. Ooh, fencing.
Ooh. Oh, man. Sex would be weird. How would you position yourself exactly? Give it a... You guys can't see it, but I'm actually thrusting my forearm right now trying to figure this shit out.
Well, have two, so, like, each end of the body, I guess? Like,
Like, you put one forearm on top of the other forearm, and then you're just like, ha, ha, ha.
No.
Why do I feel like a Spartan warrior like that? Come at me, Persian whores! Ha, ha,
literally!
Ha. Yeah.
No, I'm saying like one arm at each end of the girl. So you'd be like, well, sideways.
Well, how would you get your forearm? Well, what are they on the outside of the forearm? Inside of the forearm?
Oh, God.
It's on the inside.
Let's do inside just because.
Okay, then my idea works.
Okay.
Or what if it's like one on one forearm, it's on the inside, and on the other one, it's on the outside?
Oof.
Oh, God. Oh.
I want to quit this episode. I'm done.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you could... Oh, Jesus, how would you angle that? Oh, what we just missed. What are we talking about? The biggest thing that would happen is that the human race would die off because no dude would have sex anymore because he'd just be sucking his own forearm. Just production and everything would grind to a halt.
Grind.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Well, it's good to know what Dax would be doing in this scenario.
What? It's not gay if it's magic. We already talked about this.
I thought you were going to say it's not gay if it's me.
Oh, man. All right, Ryan, you're up.
I already went. I'm done.
No. I did too. Wynn had his one. You're up.
Okay, let me get the fuck off. I was just saying, get off penises. Let's not do that.
Yeah, you feel like stay on that penis. You ride it all the way until it's finished.
Oh, you're going to get it off, all right. God. Oh, God. I don't want to do this anymore. All right. Okay. So what if... God, I had a what if and I just ruined it. All right. Well, that was the show, guys. It's been nice knowing you.
What if the show was finished?
What if the show was over? Let's make that a reality.
The average IQ of the planet would rise just by a small amount.
I don't know, man.
Come on, think of something. Okay.
So there's always a theory I like. What if everybody's like how much money you make was capped, right? Mm-hmm. And not only was it capped, but let's say the cap is $999,999, right?
Right.
So what if that was a cap, and when you hit that cap, all any like the money you earned after that just like fell down out of your pocket for somebody else to pick up, and then, you know, so on and so forth. So everybody just kept hitting the same cap and, you know, kept dropping all the same money.
That would be easy. The people that were the strongest would then beat the crap out of the ones picking up the money out of their pockets and then thus control them and create a nice little empire.
You think
where,
so?
Since they can't earn any more money, they can just start earning people.
But what would make those people loyal to them?
The fact that they've got money coming out of them. They'll suckle onto that.
But eventually, right? Those people then would cap out too, right?
Well, that depends. Are they able to save money, or are they going to be forced into a situation where they have to keep paying more and more money?
Well, you right? Still spend money.
So you create a... You create a basically of you get them enslaved to you some one way or another via either controlling resources or things like that.
Right. My scenario, let's make it a little easier then. They can't see, like, they can see that they've been capped out, but they can't see like any additional money that they've dropped or lost.
Even if they can't see that, it's all about the power game and everything. So if you take money out of the equation, then they'll look for other resources or things beyond monetary value to fucking capitalize on, to then take control of. So it's not necessarily money anymore that they're looking to take control of, it's people.
Right.
And where you can see how people do that nowadays.
Exactly.
So they would just have to look into that way.
This doesn't
Plus,
sound like a meme
if
scenario.
Money started falling out of you, then money's value would be degraded.
Right.
And when you had something to say?
So yeah, this doesn't sound like a made-up scenario anymore. It just sounds like... like...
Well, that yeah, taxes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. The rich would lose... Well, for example, like you'd lose a lot of the rich, but they would lose a lot of the power that they have currently, like Wynn was saying earlier, because now it's like, I don't have a need to go to just you. There's other people making the same money, I can go to them. And then there's this person going there, I can go to them.
Right, but then you end up in situations then where, true, if everybody can go to anybody else, right?
Right.
Then you lose a lot of this cohesion.
Yeah.
The big corporations would then fall apart and everything. So short term, it would probably be pretty bad. But then long term, I think it would be better if that could happen. But the whole idea of like the whole money just falling out or losing money like that, I still feel like people would learn to basically capitalize on something else. That the situation wouldn't change too much because now instead of money, they're controlling something else.
Yeah. Realistically, all that would happen is the value of the money dropping would just change. So really nothing would change. Like, it's like right now, if you think about Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, they have enough money to end world hunger, to end homelessness, to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They have enough money to just fucking do it. Even if he was able to give people $1 million, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's going to change anything at all in the world in terms of poverty and everything else?
Possibly. Depending on how exactly you mean that they get this money.
It's just in their accounts all of a sudden.
If it's just in their accounts all of a sudden. Yeah, well, if it's just like that, then the banks and shit like that would instantly fuck everybody over. Prices would change immediately, and those with the power to would try to sop up the wealth as quickly as humanly possible.
Yeah, and even if everybody got to keep their money, the prices of everything's going to go up. Inflation's going to go through the fucking roof, and none of it's
going to
matter.
Yeah, they're going to try to bleed everybody dry again to quickly stabilize things back to the way they were.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, well, what is that? The picture that they have where, like, the trickle-down economic, where it's supposed to be a bunch of cups, or you pour wine into the top one and it goes down to everything. I think the picture that sums it up the best is that it's just the cup at the top just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it just shatters everything below it. That's, I think, what they'll do. I don't know. Like, I get what you're saying, and I don't know if just giving people money would actually fix anything.
That's my point. It wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think it would, but it wouldn't hurt to give maybe a smaller amount? I don't know.
Yeah, I think a smaller amount makes more sense, because then it would help people, like, to pay their rents, you know, their mortgages.
Yeah, like, if we talk about the Boyos bagels, I'm calling them Jeff Bagels.
You can call them Bozos.
Jeff Bagels. If he actually paid his employee better, increased their benefits and their wages and everything like that, I think that would actually be a nice improvement in the way things work. Right. A lot of these big corporations that hire these people, and those people then go on to, like, food stamps and government welfare, they should be forced to pay enough that those people don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they're fucking working. Can we go back to talking about penises? This is depressing. You see why we do this, right? God.
So, back to penises.
So what if all the bugs in the world were replaced with flying penises?
I'm definitely gonna avoid going outside as much as possible now. Wait, this is important. Are the penises that they've been, like, that are replacing them comparable in size? Oh gosh. Are they comparable in size, or are they like human? Okay.
Yeah, so they're still insect size.
Oh, little tiny penises.
Are they?
No.
Do they have legs, or do they kind of like walk on the balls?
They walk on the balls.
Oh. I feel like I'd rather them be big penises so I can at least like dodge them. You know what I mean? You could at least hear that and you see this fucking giant thing flying at you. Ah! You can make a run for it.
Can you imagine like those little tiny swarms?
Tiny penises. Yeah. The little tiny gnat things, just to know that that's just a swarm of little penises in your face. Oh, no. I could just see that in, like, calling into work. Yeah, I can't come in today. I got bit by a mosquito. I'm just done. I'm just done for the day.
Or ants, when they call up you.
That's what I'm imagining right now. I'm sitting here. They're all over the place. Those little tiny legs.
You got ants in your pants? Or are you happy to see me?
They're actual ants. God. Please help me.
Can you imagine, like, the mosquitoes now coming there and just stabbing at your skin with the head?
Well, could you imagine then? For mosquitoes, they gotta like fly in pairs, so the one like talks dirty to the other one, so they can actually get it and start getting into your blood. Come on, I need you to. You need you to slap me and spit on me so I can suck this guy's blood. Come on.
Oh God, roaches. Oh.
You mean cock roaches?
Nice.
Oh yeah, because it would be like you open it up into a dark room and hit on the light and then just all
over the place. That's the sound it makes now.
They would be meaty ball sack floppy noises.
What they have? Just two balls, or would it be the same amount of legs?
Oh, oh no! Millipede.
Oh. Just, oh my God. Well, that makes the human centipede even that much worse.
Oh my God, yeah, if you're talking about that other what-if situation, if the stuff was reversed, what's going on there? How does the sewer? So the middle guy would have to be turned upside down. Oh no.
So instead of insects being replaced with penises, they've been replaced with vaginas now? Is that,
I'm not sure.
Is that what you're saying?
What? I'm sorry, I'm thinking through something here.
I want to get to the logistics of this
here. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you make a bug into a penis, that's a fairly simple transition, right? Because you just imagine, like, the base of your body, you cut it off, that's the penis and balls. But for a vagina, how far do you go?
I think just superficially.
Even if you just go superficially, then is it just a donut? Where you just see right through it?
Good question. I think it's kind of like a black hole theory where you can't really see through it, but that would make butterflies so much more interesting.
Penis in it.
And more terrifying.
Right, so if I'm...
Well, the suction gets a whole lot different.
Yeah, if I'm tracking down the rare, I don't know, what's a big insect? A fucking...
Goliath tarantula.
yeah, Goliath tarantula. A Goliath vag tarantula. For my own purposes that I won't go into.
Wait. So I have to pose this question because we posed it with the balls. So does that mean each leg is now a new set of lips?
Ooh.
Are they running on the lips?
Yeah.
How upside down? Wait, what's on the backside?
What would be the backside of the penis, though?
Well, you could just imagine that it would just be like, the skin there where it would be cut off, it's just like skin.
Here you go.
But on the backside, it's just skin?
Here you go. So for the Goliath spider one, so the clit would be like the head, like the face with the little pinchers.
Okay. All right.
And the lips would all be the legs. And then instead of like for that big butt abdomen, it'd be the butt.
So you're talking about a vagina and a butt combination.
There you go. That'll make it better.
Possibly. So it'd just be butt on one side, vagina on another.
Yeah. One runs right into the other.
So basically a face hugger.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? That's what I'm imagining.
Predator's mouth.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay, so our special guest, Wynn, how you feeling? Did you enjoy guest starring here?
Yeah, it was fun. Talking about penises.
Yeah, do it all the time. Oh, man. Oh, can you also tell the guest why are you special?
I just am.
Because he's magic.
You don't want to tell him. You don't want to tell him about the thing.
Do it.
That you saying that the Chinese government won't let you talk about the thing.
The thing.
Yeah, the thing.
Yeah, we don't talk about that thing.
We don't.
Yeah.
Even though it's special.
Yeah, even though it's special.
Okay. All right, Ryan. Tell the people about the thing.
I can't tell about the thing.
Am I going to have to tell people about the thing?
You can't tell them about the thing.
Why not?
Oh, you know why.
All right, and this has been the show.
Like, comment.
We're at the very end. I'll try to gaslight everybody. Just for no reason. Because it is what I enjoy.
Like, comment, subscribe, love us, rate us. Don't listen to this episode, for the love of God. Save your save your brain cells for something else.
I'm not even sure what we'll call that. More dick? Dickisode, followed by more dicks.
Unlimited dicks.
Unlimited dicks!
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Join us next week if you...
Join us next week when we talk about unicorns.
With penises.
With this.
Well,
The horn is the...
The horn. It's what's going to be swapped out. How majestic would a unicorn be if it had a penis on its head? That's where I was going.
Thanks for
ruining the next episode. It's not gay if it's magic, and then everything would be magic.
All right. Well, that's been our show.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye. Peace.